Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Lamed Zayin, Shavuos 37a, pagination is 73. We'll start on the facing page, where we have the start of the new perek, Shavuos HaPikadon, an oath made regarding a security. That means that one person has money entrusted to somebody else, or owed to him from somebody else. And when he comes to collect that money, the person denies it with an oath. That's the case of Shavuos HaPikadon, the Shavua, in its classic sense, that a guardian would make to say that he does not have the item in his possession. For example, that it was stolen. If we count down about 15 lines into the new perek, at the end of a line, Hishbia alav chamesh pa'amim. If he caused this oath based on his accusation that you really have the money, have the item, so he caused this oath upon him 5 times, bein b'fnei bezdin uvein shelo b'fnei bezdin, in bezdin, out of bezdin, v'kafar, and each time the person denies it and accepts the oath that it's true, I don't have your item. Chayiv al kol achas va'achas, he's going to be in violation of Shavuos HaPikadon every single time. That means repeatedly, even though he already denied it once, the denial the second time is impactful. It makes a difference. And he's in violation again. Amar Rab Shimon said, Ma ta'am, what's the reason that you could be in violation repeatedly? Because at any time he could have retracted and admitted that he does indeed have the item, and therefore each denial is considered a new behavior. You may recall that on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis we had a Mishnah regarding Shavuos HaEdus, a different oath denial. That one was about testimony, whether or not a person can say testimony on behalf of this litigant. And in that case, the Mishnah said, Hishbiya aleihem chamesh pa'amim, if he had him do this oath 5 times, multiple times, and it was in Bezdin, v'kafru, and each time the person denied it, Einon chayavin elo achas, you're only in violation once. Amar Rab Shimon explained, Matam, what's the reason? Hoel ve'enam yecholim lachso lahodos, because by testimony, once you said once that you don't have the testimony, and you said that under oath, you're not going to be able to retract and say testimony. And therefore, each denial to say testimony after that first one is meaningless. It's the equivalent of people who are psulim, krovim, people who are invalid as witnesses or relatives, denying an oath based on Shavuos HaEdus. It's a big problem, but it's not Shavuos HaEdus, because Shavuos HaEdus is only if the person was eligible to say testimony. Again, once he denied it once in Bezdin, he's not going to be able to say testimony anyway. Coming back to our Mishnah, a person denies that he has the security item, he can admit at any time, and therefore a new denial is relevant and will accumulate additional examples of Shavuos HaPikadon against him. Let's skip down to the bottom of the page. And on the last line, we see Tanu Shavuos Bei Rabba. These Talmidei Chachamim were learning the topic of Shavuos in the Beis Medrash, or the house of Rabba. Poga Buhu Rav Kano, and Rav Kano encountered them with the following question. Omaluhu, he said to them, Hizid B'Shavuos HaPikadon, if a person did intentionally this oath of denial regarding finances, v'hasrubo, and he had been warned, mahu, what's the halacha? Kevon de chidushu, Maybe because it's novel, the b'chalatara lo ashkechan mezid, we generally do not find that a person does something purposely, the maisi karban, and he brings a karban of atonement. Usually karban is for a shogeg, a mistake. V'hacha maisi karban. And over here, b'mezid, he would also bring a karban, lo shena asrube, lo shena lo asrube. Makes no difference if they warned him or they didn't warn him. Either way, he's just going to bring the karban. O dilma, or maybe, hani milecha de lo asrube, the karban alone is because they didn't warn him. Avalecha de asrube, but if he was warned, milka loki, karban lo maisi, could be that he gets malchus instead of a karban. O dilma havahav dina, or maybe we're going to do both to him, and he'll get malchus and the karban, which is even in a case of mezid. And the Gemara will explain how it wants to resolve this question. We can, for simplicity's sake, jump to the Rambam in Shavuos Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, who writes, Hanishba Shavuos HaPikadon B'mezid, if a person makes this oath regarding finances, the denial oath, even if he was warned, Hasru bo edem b'shash shavuaso, even if he was warned, eina loke, he does not get malchus elamevi ashamo bilvad, he just brings the karban, which is unique, that it's not only on a shogig, but also on a mezid, but that's it, he just brings the karban. Sharei akosav motzio mechlal chayve malchus, because the way we understand it is that the pasuk removed him from that lashing type punishment, v'chivo asham, and obligated him in an asham, a karban, bein bezadon, bein b'shigaga, whether it was purposeful or by mistake. Just to observe, there are a number of questions regarding this Gemara. One of the questions is that in general, we do not find that a person that's loke umeshalim, that he gets malchus and pays. Generally, it's going to be kamle bidraba mine, he'll get the more severe, he's going to get the malchus. In this case, if he has to pay up what we finally discovered he was lying about, so paying up and bringing a karban are compatible. But to throw malchus into the mix, it would seem that malchus would be overriding the payment, in which case he wouldn't pay, which is what we understand he's supposed to do. So the entire concept of that he's going to get malchus needs to be worked through what the ramifications of that consideration would be. Another question that's raised regarding this Gemara is by Rashi, and he wants to know this concept of mezid with hasra'ah. Maybe it should incur the lashes, malchus penalty. Rashi wants to know, why did we first ask this question in Shavuos HaPikadon by the oath regarding a denial on a financial topic? Why wouldn't this be relevant by Shavuos HaEdus as well? If a person knew testimony on behalf of his fellow and he denied it after a warning that we think he's lying, and he was warned, would he get malchus? And Rashi and Tosfos indicate that over there, it's recognized that it's not a really good question, because proving that he knows the testimony on behalf of someone else is a very hard thing. We don't really know that. Perhaps because even if he was in the room, how do we know that he saw it without distraction to the point that he could say testimony, perhaps? That's the concept. But by Pikadon, it's far more reasonable to recognize a case where we can warn him and he's amazed because we know that he remembers and knows that the Pikadon is still in his possession and he's denying it purposely, and then later we were able to prove that he was lying. That's the question that our Gemara raised regarding Malchus, And as we mentioned, the Rambam paskins that the end of this discussion of the Gemara would be that he would not get Malkus. He would simply pay back what's owed and bring the Karban Asham that was described. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.